to quell the defense. Obviously, doesn't start this game the way you want to, but how did you get everybody regrouped and how did you all get yourselves collected to have the kind of game you ended up having?
Yeah, well, it happened so fast, you didn't have time to think about what had happened. You know, so it was one of those deals where myself, I didn't do a good job of getting off a block. There was something that happened scheme-wise that it could be corrected, so it wasn't anything to panic over. I think once you get hit in the mouth that fast, it happens so fast to where, you know, now you can settle down and focus in on how they're attacking you. I think for the most part, guys didn't panic. Guys stayed the course. We got the call. We made all of our calls, excuse me, communicating-wise. We just attacked it one play at a time.
Yeah, they run that zone block scheme, which has given this defense trouble before, but you guys definitely made the right adjustments as the game went on.
Yeah, well, it was a combination of guys, you know, from the linebacker standpoint, just attacking the offensive line, just being the aggressor, because they do a great job of, you know, all their old linemen are working together. Once they stretch that field and they run from one side of the hash to the other side of the field, you know, it puts a lot of stress on your D linemen, and it's a lot of ground to cover, and that's when you occur the cut blocks and backside, and that's when the gaps open up for a guy like Jamal Charles to take it from anywhere on the field. So I thought after the big play, we all settled down, and you know, guys just made plays. We had some tackles for losses from the defensive line, and the coverage was great, so it all worked out for us.
As the primary leader of this team, what are you seeing within this group, and especially these young guys, in terms of what's changed to lead to this three-game winning streak?
I think just a combination of the tough times we had early in the season, where we were so close, we had a lead, lost it, where we didn't have a lead, we fought back, and for whatever reason, we couldn't come up with a big play to end the game and win the game. So I think now we've been there, done that, and now, you know, guys are sick and tired of being so close and not finishing. So, and with that, you gain tremendous amount of confidence. And with the young guys we have on this team, it does wonders. Just happy for the coaches and everyone involved that we can get a win, and things are looking up for the best right now.
And how do you see the approach to these final three games, all three tough opponents?
You have to look at it like a playoff run. You got to look at it. Washington coming here. I believe they're winning that game right now. I don't know if they won, but, you know, it's a tough matchup for us. And it's really going to show how well we can prepare, how well we can come out and play fast and not be able to give up something like what happened the first game, the first play of the game. Can't afford to do that. They're a great football team, and we want to measure up with them.
All right, congrats.
Thank you.